Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, Lema B'Derav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Komifogi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, and Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibadu L'Chaim Toivim, Remoisha Chayim. So, yesterday we began the 10th and final perek of Mesechtes Erevin, a classic perek. A perek that in many ways is very much not an Erevin perek. In some ways it is. The perek ha-moitzah tefillin. And the perek begins with somebody that was in a field. It's Shabbos. And he sees tefillin lying on the ground. What's he supposed to do? He can't pick up the tefillin and bring it home because it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry. A field is a carmelis. If you're going to bring it back home, you'll be carrying from a carmelis to a Rosh HaYachid, which is not an Issa D'Oraisa, but it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. You can't leave it there because it's a bizayon for the tefillin. Should you put it on? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah was a machloikis Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanakama said, machnison zugzur. You should put the tefillin on. And you should put them on one pair of tefillin at a time. One shal yad, one shal rosh. The way you wear your tefillin during the week, that's exactly what you should do on Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel said a chiddush. He said, shnayim shnayim. Don't put on one pair of tefillin at a time. They rather put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. Put on two shal yads, put on two shal roishes, and that's the way you should wear your tefillin. And the Gemara said that at first glance, the Chachamim Shita, the Tanakama Shita, who incidentally the Gemara defined as being Rameir, or maybe not, that was the first Gemara, makes sense. Because what the Gemara essentially is saying is that even though we don't really wear tefillin on Shabbos, but at the same time, to put on tefillin, the way you wear tefillin during the week, isn't considered carrying, because tefillin is a malbush. You don't think of tefillin as a malbush, you don't think of it as a shirt, a pair of pants, but at the same time, being that part of the levush of a yid during the week, for 6 days, is by wearing tefillin, so even on Shabbos, that would be the case. So to put on the tefillin, and then walk it home on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is not Zman tefillin, but at the same time, it's not considered carrying. Because what you're wearing is a malbush. But Rabbi Gamliel, Maikasava. What does Rabbi Gamliel hold? Where's this methodology of two pairs of tefillin? The Gemara said, Rabbi Gamliel holds of a chiddush that was stated by one of the Amiram, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. And that is, Mokam Yesh Beroish, Lohaniach, Shtei Tefillin. And Mokam Yesh Biyad, Lohaniach, Shtei Tefillin. That really, a person's head is big enough, if you understand the sheer, the exact place of where the tefillin is supposed to be, for not just one pair of tefillin, but for two pairs of tefillin. The same is true with regards to the person's bicep, the person's hand. As a result, if a person would put on two pairs of tefillin, it would also be considered derech malbush. So, derech malbush doesn't only have to be one, it could even be two. It can't be three, because there's no mok and beroish for three pairs of tefillin. But for two pairs of tefillin, that, yes. At first glance, it would seem that the machloikis between the Tanakam and the Mishnah and Rabbi Gamliel is whether or not we accept this premise that mokim yesh beroish lahaniach bo yishtei tefillin. Mokim yesh biyad. Or we don't. Rabbi Gamliel said, there is. As a result, you can put on two pairs of tefillin, both in the right place. Hence, they'll both be considered derech malbush. So if you wear it from a carmelist to a shus hayachid, you're not carrying. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, you only have place for one. So the one that's derech malbush is not considered carrying. But the one that's not derech malbush, that would be considered carrying. So the Gemara picks up and says, Lema b'derav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak k'miflegi. Should we say that the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Gamliel is Rav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak k'schiddish, that mokum yesh b'roish le'aniach b'y shteit film, the Tanakhama less than Rav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak? Sounds like Tanakhama doesn't hold it as chiddish. Rav Gamliel is later Rav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak, and Rav Gamliel does hold of the chiddish. So the Gemara says like, the kuli ami islahu de Rav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak. Could be everybody holds of the chiddish of Rav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak. V'hacho, what then is the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel, b'Shabbos man tefillin k'miflegid? They're arguing about something else. They're arguing whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos or not. So we take for granted that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin on Yontif. Many people don't even wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, Machlokes Mechaben Ramah, Zayir, etc., etc. But the truth is, on the Gemara level, it was not so poshut. And one of the things that's going to be very clear from today's daf is that there were Tanoim that were of the opinion that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and you're supposed to wear tefillin on Yontif. So it says the Gemara may be the Hezber in the Machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel is, are you supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos or not? So How would that play out? The Tanakama Sova Shabbos Man Tefillin. Tanakama holds Shabbos is Man Tefillin. Because Shabbos is Man Tefillin, if you're going to put on a second pair of Tefillin, you're going to be over Bal Tosef. So that wearing two pairs of Tefillin isn't now just about Mokum Yesh Barosh, not Mokum Barosh, is it Derech Malbush, is it not Derech Malbush? You have a whole other set of issues. You have a Bal Tosef problem. Because if Shabbos is Man Tefillin and the Torah says wear one pair of Tefillin, not two, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin aside, but one Rashi tefillin for sure, and one Rabbeinu Tam tefillin for sure. So how could you go now and put on two pairs of tefillin? You've been over Bal Tosef. You're not allowed to be Moisef in a mitzvah. So if you're going to be over Bal Tosef, that's going to be the problem. But that's only an issue if you hold Shabbos as Man tefillin. If Shabbos is Man tefillin, so right now I'm doing a mitzvah. If I'm doing a mitzvah, I can't be Moisef in the mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel saw the Shabbos as Man tefillin. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos as not Man tefillin. As a result, when you wear tefillin on Shabbos, you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah. If you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah, then Luchura, you can't be over Bal Tosef either. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, it's not muchach that the machloikis is whether mokum yesh b'roish lohaniach shtei tefillin or not. Maybe the machloikis is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or Shabbos is not man tefillin. According to the Tanakama, Shabbos is man tefillin. Therefore, to wear a second pair of tefillin will be bal tosef. So machnis on zug zug. You can't be machnis on shnayim shnayim. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is lav man tefillin. As a result, being the mokum yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin, there's no issue about tosef. It's Derech Malbush, so there's no reason you shouldn't be able to wear two pairs of tefillin. Ibai is saying, the Gemara says, Kubina. Maybe the Kuli Alma Shabbos Man Tefillin. Maybe really everybody holds Shabbos as Man Tefillin. So what's the problem? If Shabbos is Man Tefillin at first glance, before we see the next line, so you certainly shouldn't be able to wear two pairs of tefillin. Because forget about Derech Malbush, you have a Bal Tosef problem. So the Gemara, Behachab, mitzvah Sriches Kavana, come if we. Maybe the Machloikis is whether mitzvah is Sriches Kavana or mitzvah is ain't Sriches Kavana. We know there's a big time machloikis in Shas. The primary source for this machloikis is Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. Whether mitzvah is tzriches kavana or mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. If you do a mitzvah, but you have no kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, are you yoytze the mitzvah or not? There's a man that says mitzvah tzriches kavana. If you're not mechavin while you do a mitzvah to be yoytze the mitzvah, you are not yoytze the mitzvah. There's a man that holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. Says the Gemara, maybe the Hesper, the machloikis is, and Rashi has two gersois how to read the next line of Gemara. We're going to learn Rashi's second shot. The Tanakama Sovar, the Tanakama holds Lotzeis Loiboy Kavana. That mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. For Rabbi Gamliel Sovar, Rabbi Gamliel holds Lotzeis Boy Kavana. The Tanakama holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So if mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, there's no way you can wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. Why? Shabbos man tefillin. As a result, if you're going to wear two pairs of tefillin, you're going to be over Bal Tosef. What are you going to tell me? No. You're not having a mind to be yoytze the mitzvah. You're having a mind to save tefillin. So being that you're not having a mind to be yoytze the mitzvah, and mitzvahs tzriches kavana, so it comes out, you really weren't yoytze the mitzvah. If you weren't yoytze the mitzvah, you weren't over Bal Tosef either. So what should be the problem to wear two pairs of tefillin? The teretz is, the Tanakama holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. That's the gersa we're learning with. If the Tanakama holds ain't tzriches kavana, so it comes that you are yoytze the mitzvah whether you have a mind to or not. If you yoytze the mitzvah whether you have a mind to or not, you're over Bal Tosef whether you have a mind to or not. And it's for that reason, machnison zug zug. How could you wear a second pair of tefillin? Rabbi Gamliel holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana. So Rabbi Gamliel says, what's the problem wearing two pairs of tefillin? Mokum yesh b'roish, it's derech malbush, that's for sure not an issue. Shabbos is Zman tefillin, true, but at the same time, you're not going to have a mind to be yoytze in the mitzvah. So if you don't have a mind to be yoytze in the mitzvah, you would never yoytze tefillin, which is fine. You're not trying to be yoytze tefillin right now. You're trying to save tefillin. But the point is, if you aren't yoytze tefillin, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There'll be no Bal Tosef. So the Gemara says, not muchach to machloikis is whether mokum yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin. It's not muchach to machloikis is Shabbos man tefillin or Shabbos lav man tefillin. Could be the machloikis is mitzvah sriches kavana or mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. But Ibai is saying, the Gemara says, you could say a fourth hezber in the machloikis. Maybe everybody holds mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. For sure, mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. So if mitzvah ain't sriches kavana and Shabbos is zman tefillin, and mokum yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin, so who do we have to understand? We have to understand the shita of the Rabbi Gamliel, says the Gemara, v'hacha lavar mishum bal tosef kamifugi. It could be the machlokes is whether or not you could be over bal tosef without having kavana or not. The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds lavar mishum bal tosef leiboy kavana. Just like you don't have to have kavana to be yoytza mitzvah, so to be over bal tosef in a mitzvah, you also don't have to have kavanah. Mitzvah sends shichas kavanah. So you do a mitzvah without kavanah, you yoytze the mitzvah. If you're moisiv in the mitzvah without having kavanah, you're over baltaisiv as well. Rabbi Gamliel sav, Rabbi Gamliel holds lavar mishum baltaisiv by kavanah. That to be over baltaisiv, as zoyvayt already you need kavanah. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. You can wear two pairs of tefillin. Why? Because at the end of the day, what's the problem? Shabbos man tefillini, mitzvahs ain't shichas kavanah, so you'll be over baltaisiv. Even though you didn't have kavanah? No, you're not. Because it's true to be yoytze mitzvah, you don't have to have kavanah. But to violate bal toisiv, you do have to have kavanah. And being that to violate bal toisiv, you have to have kavanah, you won't have kavanah, because why would you have kavanah? As a result, you'll never be over bal toisiv. Not over bal toisiv, so there's no reason you can't wear two birds of tefillin. The Gemara says a fifth pshat in what the hezber of the machlokes might be, and that is, this field on the Shabbos man tefillin, the kulam lo yilavir by kavanah, for the lotzis by kavanah. It could be, if Shabbos was man tefillin, and you were going to put on an extra pair of tefillin on Shabbos, you for sure would be over bal toisiv. Because the mitzvah says, and for bal toisiv, also you don't have to have kavanah. But the reason over here there was a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel is because belavir shaloi bezmanah kamifli. Because really, Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakam both hold that Shabbos is lav's man tefillin. So if Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, let's just think for a second. So what's pashup shat that you should be over bal toisiv? Where's the bal toisiv problem? If Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, there shouldn't be an issue. Tanakama sova, Tanakama holds loy bayi kavana. That a person could be over bal toisiv in a mitzvah, even if he does the mitzvah shaloi bizmanoi, and even shaloi bekavana. So Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, that's true. But at the same time, if you're going to put on two pairs of tefillin, even though you didn't have a mind to be over bal toisiv, you will be over bal toisiv. Rabbi Gamliel sav, Rabbi Gamliel holds lavar shaloi bezmanoi bayi kavana. Mitzvah says tzrichas kavana. Bal toisiv also is loy bayi kavana. But shaloi bezmanoi of hazayvad is already bayi kavana, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel says, don't worry about it. You can wear two pairs of tefillin. But the Gemara says that if we're going to accept this last bayi same as pshat, which is that a person can be over bal toisiv on a mitzvah, even shaloi bezman the mitzvah. Machloik is now Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakama whether you need kavana to be over bal toisiv on a mitzvah shaloi bezman a mitzvah or not. But for sure, there's an idea that you could be over bal toisiv on a mitzvah shaloi bezman a mitzvah. That's the case. So then, l'chura, according to Rameir meeting the Tanakam of the Mishnah, why is it only two pairs of tefillin you're not allowed to wear? Because you're going to be over bal toisiv even shaloi bekavana shaloi bezman mitzvah. Shouldn't be able to wear one pair of tefillin. Because one pair of tefillin is already going to be bal toisiv. Bal toisiv, you're adding a seventh day. If mitzvah is ain't, if Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so you only have to wear tefillin 6 days, so now you're adding a seventh day, so that's going to be a problem. V'oid, says the Gemara, one of the most famous lines in Shas, Hayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilakeh. If somebody sleeps in a sukkah on Shmini Aseres, he should get Malkus. Why? Because he's over bal toisiv. Well, bal toisiv sleeping in a sukkah on Shmini Aseres, so Pasha, you could say it's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you for sure don't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Aseres. So maybe this is discussing Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz, controversial. But as relates to Eretz, although I am Rashi, but in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, you don't sit in a sukkah on the 8th day. So if somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the 8th day of sukkahs, Yilakeh, should he get Malkus? Well, I can see it was over bal toisiv, Shaloi bizmana mitzvah, which, according to Ramea, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, you could do, even if you don't have Kavanah. So the Gemara says, there's no way the last Ibay Yisema could be true. So we had five pshatim in what the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel might be. The Gemara just knocked out the fifth, says the Gemara, Elamachvarto. So if the fifth pshat doesn't work, must be Klar Kedeshanina Meikara. For sure, we have to go back to the previous pshat. Now, we had four previous pshatim. So what's the previous pshat that the Gemara is referring to? It says, Zok Tehele Gerashi, Dibra Masko, Machvarto Kedeshanina Meikara, must be the Hezber, the Machloikis, Tanakam Rabbi Gamliel is, B'Shabbos Zman, V'Lav Zman Tfilin Kamifli. They must be arguing whether Shabbos is Zman Tfilin, or Shabbos is not Zman Tfilin. Tanakam will hold Shabbos Zman Tfilin, and as a result, you can't wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos because you're going to be over bal toisiv. Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. So there's no problem of bal toisiv. The only question is it derech malbush? Right? Why does it have to be derech malbush? Just to review, because if it's not derech malbush, you're carrying. So the question is it derech malbush? The Torah says makam yesh bereich lahaniach shtei tefillin, and as a result, it will be considered derech malbush. Either way, the Gemara just went into a more detailed discussion of what the machloikis between the Tanakama And Rav Gamliel is a little bit of cheshbon. The Gemara came out with five possible suggestions. It could be they're arguing whether makom yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin. It could be the machlokes is Shabbos man tefillin or Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Maybe they're arguing about mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or mitzvah zain tzrichas kavanah. Maybe everybody holds mitzvah zain tzrichas kavanah, but they're arguing whether to be over b'altois if you have to have kavanah or not. Or maybe everyone holds for b'altois if you also don't have to have kavanah. But if you're going to be over b'altois of shaloi b'zman the mitzvah, maybe that's where there's a machlokes whether you have to have kavanah. Regardless. Pick any one of the five machlokes in. This is Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumei Shalaylam. This is a machlokes that's not just local here to the beginning of the 10th parak of Masechtas Erevin, but this is a machlokes that has far-reaching global ramifications in kama v'kama sugyas ashas. But the bottom line is, Ela machfarte k'deshona me'ikara, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, although some of the Rishonim and Achrenim are not sure how Rashi knew that, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara is what is the Hesper and the Machloikis? Is Shabbos Zman Tefillin or Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin? So again, we said earlier that we take for granted that we don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos. We don't put on Tefillin on Yontif. But the truth is that on the Mishnah level and on the Gemara level, it was not so simple. And really what just came out from the first part of today's daf is that it's a Machloikis between the Tanakhama, who's Reb Meir and Rabbi Gamliel in the first Mishnah in Perek HaMoitzit Tefillin. HaMoitzit Tefillin Machnison Zug, say the Tanakhama, why? Because Shabbos is Man Tefillin. And because Shabbos is Man Tefillin, if you're going to wear two pairs of Tefillin, you're going to be over Baal Taisif. Really, you could. The Derech Malbush part, you could work out with two pairs of Tefillin. But there's a Baal Taisif issue. And Shabbos is Man Tefillin. As a result, it's going to be Baal Taisif. Rabbi Gamliel argues, Rabbi Gamliel holds Shnayim Shayim, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is Lav's Man Tefillin. Zok Digimar. Uman Shabbat Le Shabbos Man Tefillin. So if we're going to go now, and we're going to say that Pshat in Reb Meir, in our Mishnah, Pshat in the Tanakhama is Shabbos Zman Tefillin. There must be a precedent for that. Meaning, we're not just going to make up a Svara of Shabbos Zman Tefillin, even though it sort of works in the Mishnah, especially when there's other possibilities, right? We had five Pshatim in what the Machloikis might be. Unless we know from somewhere else, there is a Makar, that there's a Mandam in Shas that holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So the Gemara from here until the end of the Daf is going to be searching for the Manda Amar in Shas that said clearly, or at least more clearly than the shita that we have in our Mishnah, that Shabbos is actually Zman Tefillin. So like this, we could be soymech on that shita to explain shita's Rameh. So the Gemara says, who is this Tana? Says the Gemara, you know who it is? It's none other than Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, menachis taf lamid vav amid beis, the sugyas of Tefillin. So it says over there, v'shamarta es achuka hazois limoyada miyamim yamima. This pasuk is mentioned in the parasha of Tefillin. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu l'cha lo'is al yodcha u'lezikarim b'neinecha." The mantia toyes Hashem b'fichach chibiyodcha zok haitziach Hashem yimitzrayim. Very next pasuk, "V'shamarta sachuka azois l'moyado miyamim yamima." Says the Gemara, we dash in this pasuk as follows: Yamim v'loy leilus. Yamim, you're supposed to put tefillin on during the day, but not at night. Mi yamim v'loy kol yamim. Some of the days you're supposed to put on tefillin. You don't put on tefillin every day. Prat l'shabbos is yamim toivim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that from this pasuk, v'shamarta sachuka azois l'miyadim yamim yamima, we know the kitz of shulchan aruch of tefillin, the most basic halachas. You wear tefillin during the day, not at night. Everyone knows that. You wear tefillin 6 days a week, not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva says no. Loinemar chukazu elin yepesach bavad. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I disagree with the way you're darshing in this pasuk. Your darshing in this pasuk is referring to tefillin. This pasuk is not talking about tefillin. This pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach. That's what it's referring to. Now the truth is, where is this pasuk? Vishamata zachuka azlis amayadim yamin yamimo. It's in Parashas Bo. The pasuk right before it, the immediate context of this pasuk, we just read. V'hoi l'chalo yisal yadchul zikar minenach l'mantia tayris Hashem b'ficha k'viyad chazaka hoitziach Hashem mi Mitzrayim. Okay. V'shamarte sachuka azlis amayadim yamin yamimo, says Rabbi Yisag Lili. I mean, just read it. The segue. Tefillin. This is obviously a drasha in mitzvahs tefillin. Said Rabbi Gamliel, that's true. In the very, very micro context, it's right after a pasuk talking about tefillin. But look at the bigger, broader context. Parashas Boy. It's the parish of the Karban Pesach. All the psukim before are talking about the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yosef Aglili, this drasha that you're making for tefillin, it's a drush of a nishvat tefillin. It's a drush of a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara interjects and says, "Ve'elo ha'detana." We learned in the Mishnah, Pesach v'hamilo mitzvahs asay. Pesach is a mitzvah asay. Meaning, if somebody doesn't bring the carbon Pesach, he violates a mitzvah asay, a very chomer mitzvah asay. Right? Pesach hamilo, the two mitzvahs asay that have karas attached to them. But at the same time, all it is a mitzvah asay is lemid like Rabbi Akiva. It would seem not like Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, keep the mikilah of Pesach. Bein Rabbi Akiva said this pasuk v'shamarta esachukas lo'yisam yadam yamin yamimo. This is referring to Pesach. There should be a lav as well. Kidderab Abin Om Rabbi Lloyd. I'm Rabbi Abin Om Rabbi Lloyd. Rabbi Abin said the name Rabbi Lloyd. Come on, Shemar, he's Shomer. Pen, Ve'al, any Yalab Aloysa say. Wherever it says the words, Hishomer, Pen, Ve'al, doesn't even have to be that word. The Shirish of Hishomer, Pen, Ve'al, that automatically tells us Aloysa say. So usually, what's the clue that a pasuk is Aloysa say? It says Loy, Loy, or Al. That's what a Aloysa say usually is. But there are other words, Hishomer, Pen, Ve'al. Right? These are words of Aloysa say. So says the Gemara, this pasuk says, Vishomarta, Sachuga, Zoysa, Miadami, Yabin, Yamim. Rabbi Kiva says, it's referring to Karban Pesach. It's referring to Karban Pesach. It should be Aloysa say. It's a Mishnah. Pesach, Vahamila are only an Asay. So should we say that Mishnah that says, a Pesach, Vahamila is an Asay is the like Rabbi Akiva? No. I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. He shamed the lav lav. He shamed ase ase. This that Rab Abin in the name of Rabbi Loi said, wherever it says he shamed pen va'al is a lois ase, that's only if it's in the context of something that feels like a lois ase. But if it's in the context of an ase, we just look at it as a word that's being mechazik da ase. The bottom line is that being that Pesach is an ase, so in this context, he shamed pen va'al is not considered a lois ase, so there's no reason that Mishnah has to be the like Rabbi Kiva. But the bottom line is that the Gemara said, man Tana. Who is the Tana that holds Shabbos Zman Tfilin, Rabbi Akiva? Where do you see in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva never said. He never said it before. Rabbi Akiva never uttered the words that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. But says the Gemara, we can do a little back of the envelope arithmetic. Because what's the makar that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tfilin? A pasuk in Parashas Bo. And we know there's machlokes Rabbi Akiva whether that pasuk is referring to Tfilin or it's referring to Pesach. Rabbi Akiva said Tfilin. Rabbi Akiva said Pesach. Okay, so just based on a little bit of arithmetic, if Rabbi Akiva uses the makar that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin to teach me a halacha in Hilchas Karban Pesach, he can't use it for Hilchas tefillin. So if he doesn't have a makar that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, then why should you assume that Shabbos is man tefillin? Right, we take for granted the fact that we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. The Torah says, you put on tefillin. The Torah says, you say Kriyishma. You say Kriyishma on Shabbos. The Torah says, you put on tefillin. So why shouldn't you put on tefillin on Shabbos? The Teretz is Rabbi Yosef, clearly had a makar. But if Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold on the makar, so Rabbi Akiva would have to hold Shabbos as man tefillin. So the Gemara says it must be it's Rabbi Akiva. However, this is only the Havim of the Gemara. V'sof Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos man tefillinu, v'tanya, we learned to the Brayis, Rabbi Akiva says, yoch, inni echad tefillin b'Shabbos v'yom toivim. I would think that a person should put on tefillin on Shabbos and yontiv. Talmud loymar, this is the better known source to not putting on tefillin on Shabbos. It says, v'hoyu l'chol l'ois ha-yotcha. And we learn from there, mi she-tzrichin ois, yotzu elu, shehen gufan ois. The Torah says that tefillin is an ois. You should put on tefillin, why? So that it will be an ois. It will be a sign, a symbol of a relationship, of a covenant, of some sort of bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillin is all about. So, said Rabbi Akiva, that a day that you don't have an ois, you need an ois. And what is that ois going to be? That ois is going to be tefillin. However, on a day that you anyways have an ois, because Shabbos, which in itself is an ois, oisi beini uveinechem, the shomru v'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, oisi beini uveinechem. So you don't need the ois at all. You don't need the ois at tefillin. You don't buy it. Now the truth is, we know that we have another ois. We have the ois of Mila. The Teretz says a Yid has to have two oises. You have to have the ois of Mila one and a second ois. On Shabbos, you have the ois of Shabbos. During the week, when you don't have the ois of Shabbos, you have the ois of the tefillin. But the bottom line is, you can't tell me Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the drasha. Rabbi Akiva has a different drasha, a better known drasha. So again, we're back to square one. Who is the Tana that holds that Shabbos is a man tefillin? Oh, hi Tana, who the time we learned to the Bryce there, but like if somebody was up at night, Rashi says he's awake at night as opposed to sleeping at night. Because we're about to discuss whether he's allowed to wear tefillin. If someone's sleeping, he's never allowed to wear tefillin. Shema yofiach, because he may not be in a clean state, and as a result, a person has to be Noki Kalisha Bal Knafayim when he wears tefillin. But if someone's awake at night, Rotsa Chaylitz, Rotsa Minayach, if he wants, he can take his tefillin off. If he wants, he can leave it on. Divrei Rab Nosson. Yoy Nesson Haki Toyni Yoy Me'em Anichan Tefillin Balayla. You don't wear tefillin at night. Now, Zokta Gemara, so you have a machalik Rab Nosson and Yoy Nesson Haku Toyni. Do you wear tefillin at night? Do you not wear tefillin at night? Midalai Tanakama's man tefillin. It sounds like from the Tanakama, Rab Nosson, that Laila's man tefillin. Now, he never said you have to wear tefillin. He said Rotsa Chaylitz, Rotsa Minayach. But from there, we're deducing that he holds Laila's man tefillin. Let's accept that as a premise. So if Laila's man tefillin, the Shabbos Nami's man tefillin, the Shabbos Shnosabi's man tefillin. What shaykh is? What does one have to do with the other? What does Laila's Mantfilin have to do with Shabbos being Mantfilin? Because the Gemara was Memai, Laila and Shabbos from the same Pasuk. Vishamartis Achugas List, Meyadim Yom Yomim, moves the same Pasuk. So either you hold it a Pasuk, you don't hold it a Pasuk. If you hold Laila's Mantfilin, you clearly don't hold it a Pasuk. You dash the Pasuk Rabbi Akiva, let's say. But you don't hold it at drasha. If you don't hold it at drasha by Lai, you don't hold it by Shabbos. Oh, so we have our Tana. It must be Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson holds Laila's Mantfilin, so it should come out as well that Shabbos is Mantfilin. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? Vidilma Sfirle Laila's Mantfilin. Maybe really Reb Nosson holds Laila's Mantfilin, and Shabbos is Lav's Mantfilin. Shabbos Lav's Mantfilin. What would be the Makar? Rabbi Akiva. The Oma. Meaning, we now know for Rabbi Akiva, there's another makar that Shabbos is Lav's Mantfilin. So, if the only makar that we had to be mamayit tefillin on Shabbos is v'shamarta zachuk azoyis l'mayad miyam yamimo, so you know from nothing doesn't hold it at Joshua because he holds Laila's Mantfilin. Also, must be he holds Shabbos as Mantfilin as well. But we know from Rabbi Akiva that there's another Joshua, and that other Joshua is only memayit Shabbos. It's not memayit Laila. So just because from nothing holds Laila's Mantfilin doesn't automatically mean that he holds that Shabbos as well. Because maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva. It's very reasonable. If Rabbi Akiva held that way, why can't Rabbi Nosson hold that way? The point is, it could be Rabbi Nosson holds Shabbos as Mantfilin, but it could be not. So, man shamitle, who is the Tana that holds Shabbos Mantfilin? First we thought it's Rabbi Akiva, that didn't work. Then we thought it's Rabbi Nosson, oichnish, says the Gemara, Ella hai Tana, and this next Gemara is a classic. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Michal bas Kushi, hoisa manachas tfilin. Michal, the daughter of Kushi. So who is Kushi? Rashi says Shol. Shol HaMelech was called Kushi. So Michal, the daughter of Shol HaMelech, used to wear tefillin. V'loi Michu b'chachamim. And Chamim allowed her to do it. They didn't protest. Isha Shol Yoina. Hoisna Oilo Lerega. The wife of Yoina, Ben Amitai, she used to be Oilo Lerega. V'loi Michu b'chachamim. Amit, loi Michu b'ch. From the fact that you see the Chamim wearing Moicha, Alma Kasavri Mitzvah Seh, Shaloi Azman Garami. Must be, it's a Mitzvah Seh, Shaloi Azman Garami. Doesn't get more classic than this. Because if you would tell me that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shas man garama, so how the chacham allow this to go on? You're wearing tefillin, it's a mitzvah saseh shas man garama. You're a woman. A woman's partner from mitzvah saseh shas man garama. A woman's being oilo regal. Oilo regal is a mitzvah saseh shas man garama. Must be, it's a mitzvah saseh shaloi as man garama. So let's just take in the kasha for a second before we get excited. Right, so if it's, what's, it's me. So what's the kasha? Mitzvah saseh shahazman garama. So what's the point? The point is that it must be that it's a mitzvah saseh shalei hazman garama. So if it's mitzvah saseh shalei hazman garama, that means you're always chayv and tefillin. That means you chayv and tefillin during the day and you chayv and tefillin at night. It means you chayv and tefillin 6 days a week. You chayv and tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Because otherwise, the minute you're sometimes not chayv and tefillin, it's now a mitzvah that is somewhat dependent on Zaman. You have to look at your watch before you know whether you can or cannot wear tefillin. Once that's the case, it's a mitzvah's esesh as man garam. So from the fact that the Chachamim allowed Michal Bas Kushi, Michal Bas Shol, to wear tefillin, must be she was allowed to wear tefillin. If that's the case, it must be it's a mitzvah's esesh as man garam. If it's a mitzvah's esesh as man garam, it must be that Laila is Mantfilin, or more importantly, what we need for us, so you, Shabbos is Mantfilin. Says Oktigar, man Shamele, who's the Tana that holds Shabbos is Mantfilin? It's this Braisa. It's the Braisa that says, Michal Bas Kushi, Hoysa Maneches Tfilin. We don't know who the Tana this Braisa is, but whoever the Tana the Braisa was, he is the Tana. He's the man Shamele. He's the one that clearly holds that Shabbos is. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Vidilma Sova Loka Rabbi Yosi. Maybe, really, the Tana of that Braisa holds that Tfilin is a mitzvah's Esesh as Mangarom. Why? Because Shabbos is Lav's Mantfilin. Maybe Lai's also Lav's Mantfilin. If that's the case, how did the Chachamim allow Micha Bas Kushi to wear tefillin? If it's a mitzvah, say Shazman Garoma, Nashim HaPater. If Nashim HaPater, they shouldn't be allowed to wear tefillin. Or it says, no, Krebi Yaisi. The other Krebi Yaisi. Dama, Nashim Soim Ches Rishos. Nashim are Pater from doing the mitzvah of smicha. So anytime a person brought a carbon, he had a mitzvah to do smicha, to lean his weight on the carbon. It's a psukim in the Torah. That was one of the mitzvahs that a balak carbon had to do with his carbon. Now women are potter from the mitzvah of smicha. The question is, can a woman do smicha or can she not? That was a big machloikis tanon. And it was a machlekes tanam that had far-reaching consequences, as we're going to see in this Gemara right now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion, Nashim Soim Ches Rishos, other tanam held I know, that really a woman is not allowed to do smicha. What was the hesber in the machlekes? So this is major. If a woman's potter from doing a mitzvah, could she do it anyways?
or not. Rabbi Yossi held, Noshim Soimchas Vishos. Just because a woman's potter from doing smicha doesn't mean she can't do it, just means she doesn't have to do it. But if she wants to, she could. She can get schar like a Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. Whereas the Chachamim who argued with Rabbi Yossi, they were of the opinion that if a woman's potter from doing a mitzvah, she's not allowed to do a mitzvah. But the bottom line is, Ochtigim. Maybe the Tana of the Brisa holds that Tefillin is a mitzvah says Shas Magrum, because really Shabbos and maybe even Lilas Lavs and Lantol. If that's the case, how was Micha Balkushi allowed with Tefillin? How they allow it to happen? There it is, the Tana of the Brisa. How like Rabbi Yossi, that a woman who's potter from Smicha is allowed to do Smicha. So if a woman's potter from doing a mitzvah says Shas Magrum, she should be able to do a mitzvah Shas Magrum. Because if you're going to tell me that's an upshot in this Brisa, Ishtay Shal Yoyna Hoysa Oil the Regal, for like Michuba, Mikhilamanda Amar, Regal Ab mitzvah Shas Magrum, right? The Braisa said two things. The Braisa said Micha Baskushi used to wear tefillin. Okay. And the wife of Yoina, she used to be Oyla Regal. Now, whether tefillin is a mitzvah eseh shas mangarama is debatable. Hashtag Erevin Dav Tzadikva. But whether the mitzvah to be Oyla Regal is a mitzvah eseh shas mangarama is not debatable. You can't be Oyla Regal unless it's either Pesach, Sukkis, or Shavuos. Those are the only ties, Shalosh Pam and Bashana. It's very, very clear. And Afal Pinkain, what does the Braisa say? Ishtei Shal Yoyna Melech. Now, you're going to tell me over there, Mi Ikilaman Dama Regalav Mitzvah Shas Mangaroma El, what must Pshan the Braisa be? Because I'm a Rishos, that even though it's Mitzvah Shas Mangaroma, still it's okay. Hachanami, Rishos Soto over here, it's a Rishos. Either way, the Gemara thought it had a Geshmak of Makar to the Mando Amma that holds that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin, but the Gemara knocked it out. What was the potential Makar? Micha Baskushi used to wear Tfilin, Voy Micha Bei Chachamim. Must be it's a Mitzvah Shas Mangaroma. Because if it's a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, why weren't the chachamim moicha? The teretz is maybe the time of the brisa holds like Rabbi Yossi, and just like Rabbi Yossi holds that women that are potter from doing smicha are allowed to do smicha. Nashim soimcha is rishos. They're allowed. They don't have to, but they're allowed to. So too, just because a woman's potter from doing a mitzvah seishas mangaroma doesn't mean that she's not allowed to. So maybe it's a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, but at the same time it was okay. Now the truth is, just before we finish the gemara, what would the pashim shot? Why would you think that a woman should not be allowed to do a mitzvah seishas mangaroma? Sounds like a very big kiddush. Like, what should be the problem? Not shema potter from doing a mitzvah. So a woman is not obligated to sin in a sukkah, on sukkahs. So she means she can't sin in a sukkah? She could sin in a sukkah if it wasn't sukkahs. Why wouldn't she be able to sin in a sukkah if it is sukkahs? A woman's not obligated to hear tekiah shofar. That's it. She can't hear tekiah shofar. She's not allowed to walk into Beis Medrash when they're blowing shofar. So of course we don't paskin this way, but there is such an idea in Shas. So what's pashup shot in this? So it's machlekes Rishonim. Rashi learns several times in our Gemara. All these Rashis come from our sugya. Erevin Daf Tzadik Vav, he says it multiple times. And that is because if someone's potter from doing a mitzvah and he does the mitzvah anyway, he's over Baal Toysef, coming full circle. There's an idea of Baal Toysef to do a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do. Rashi says it's Baal Toysef, then Rashi says it's like Baal Toysef, but other Rishonim say no. That a mitzvah that's only a mitzvah, pure upside, of course you're allowed to do, even if you're potter. What's the problem? That's the whole concept of an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. And there's no reason a woman should be any worse than an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa as it relates to a mitzvah Asei Shas Mangaram. So why is the Gemara discussing, for example, a woman maybe not being able to put on tefillin, or Rabbi Yossi's sheet of Noshim Soimches Rishos? What's the problem? If it's not Aser, hey, what would be the issue? And if it's not about Toysef, so what could the problem be? So Toysef says that all these Gemaras we're talking about where there was a Tzad Isser, there's a little bit of downside. And Toysef is a little bit of downside for a woman to put on tefillin. And the reason is because we're afraid that her guf might not be naki. And like we said earlier, tefillin srichim guf naki kalisha bal knafayim. And maybe her guf won't be so naki. Damnida, she's busy with her children. So it's more from a hygiene perspective that we're concerned that her guf might, just like you can't sleep in tefillin, shemi yofiach. So there was a concern for a woman to always wear tefillin. That's the idea. But the point is, it's related to guf. So there's some downside, right? When you do smicha, you're leaning your weight on a carpet. That doesn't sound like something you should do. The teretz says, you're right, but there's a mitzvah called smicha. But avivai noshim apotah from smicha, so there were tanam that held, don't do it. Why? Ain't a mitzvah advice, sir. That's right. If the Torah tells you to do it, you do it. And you pay the invoice of leaning and being mishtamish with a bal chai that belongs to Hektish. But if you don't have a mitzvah, mechatesi should be allowed to do it. But the bottom line is, we're trying to find the tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. First, we thought it was Rabbi Akiva. Then we thought it was Rab Nassin. Then we thought it was the Tana of the Braisa, Micha Baskushi, Zokhti Gemara, and this is the final answer. Elohai Tanahi. It's the following Tanya. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Moitzi Tfilin Machnis and Zugzog. Somebody finds Tfilin, he brings it in Zugzog. Now, this is a Braisa, like most Braises, that elaborate on our Mishnah. So it says the Braisa, if you find Tfilin, one period at a time. Echod Ho Ish, the Echod Ho Isha. Doesn't matter if the person that found the tefillin is a man or if it's a woman. Echad chadoshes vechad yishonis. Doesn't matter if it's new tefillin, old tefillin, divrei rameh. Rabbi Yehuda oisa bechadoshes. Yehuda says no. New tefillin, like we had in our Mishnah, not, because we're afraid it might be a kameya, it might not be tefillin. Umata be yishonis. Old ones, yeah. Ad kan loy plig yizok de gemara ele bechadoshes v'yishonis. Tomach is rameh Rabbi Yehuda was new tefillin or old tefillin. Aval be isha, as it relates to a woman, kuli alma loy pligi. Everybody agrees that a woman is allowed to bring tefillin in on Shabbos. Is the kasha. How could a woman bring tefillin in on Shabbos? She's for sure carrying. Right? Why is wearing tefillin on Shabbos not called carrying? Because it's a malvish. Why is it a malvish? Because you wear it during the week. A woman doesn't wear tefillin during the week. So what's the havamina that a woman should be able to wear even one pair of tefillin on Shabbos? Shema mina must be that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are both of the opinion that mitzvah saseh shalei azman geromu. V'chol mitzvah saseh she'en azman geromu noshim chayavos. Fuck the Gemara. Didn't we just go through this? Maybe Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda really hold that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shazman garama. But at the same time, if a woman wants to wear tefillin, like Micha Baskushi did, she can. As a result, it's a malbush. As a result, if a woman finds a pair of tefillin on the side of the road, she's allowed to bring it in on Shabbos. The Gemara says, you can't say that. You were able to say it for the previous braisa, but you can't say it for Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Because we have other information about Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda that disallows this teretz. Why? Loi solka daitach. The loi Ramei yosav la krav yoisi. For loi Rabbi Yehuda yosav la krav yoisi. Because we know Ramei doesn't hold the krav yoisi. We know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the krav yoisi. Loi Ramei yosav la krav yoisi. How do you know Ramei doesn't hold the krav yoisi? The time we learned in the Mishnah. Ein ma'ak v'nesatin oikos milutkaya. If a child wants the bol shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we allow the child to do it. It sounds like a nashim ma'akvin. It sounds like if a woman wants to, we don't allow. Now this is a stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah Ramei. So why wouldn't you allow a woman to blow shofar? It must be because the mitzvah es eshes mangarama. And if a woman wants to do a mitzvah es eshes mangarama, she can't do it. Why? For I am Barishayna, but the point is, you see, clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't hold that someone that's potter from doing a mitzvah is just so simple that you could do it anyways. For Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and you find Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to the Brayse. That Rabbi Bnei Yisrael v'samach Bnei Yisrael soimchim ve'im Bnei Yisrael soimchis. Rabbi Yossi v'Rab Shimon Oimrim Nashim soimchis v'shos. This is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were arguing with who? With the Tana Kama. Now who is the Tana Kama? So this is a sifra. V'stam sifra mani Rabbi Yehuda. Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So if stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, so you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Plukta on Rabbi Yossi. He's the one that holds that if Nashim apata from smicha, they're not allowed to do smicha. So again, what are you going to tell me? That maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a woman that finds full on the side road is allowed to bring it aside. You can't say that. Because we know Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda clearly hold that if a woman is potter from mitzvahs eseh shazman gerama, which of course she is, it means she's not allowed to do a mitzvahs eseh shazman gerama. So from the fact that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda allowed the woman to bring the tefillin in on Shabbos, albeit one pair at a time, must be, they hold that a tefillin is not a mitzvah eseh shazman gerama. If it's not a mitzvah eseh shazman gerama, it means laila zman tefillin, and more importantly for our sugya, it means that Shabbos is man tefillin. So the bottom line is we had a machloikis in the Mishnah at the very beginning of the parak. Hamoitzi tefillin machnison zug zug. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, shnayim shnayim. What's the machloikis? One pair at a time, or two pairs at a time, five different terutzim. At the very end, ela machfarto kideshanina meikara. And the way Rashi explained the Gemara, the machloikis is the Shabbos man tefillin, Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Tanakama, also known as Rabbi Meir, holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin. As a result, you can't bring two pairs of tefillin. Because if you're going to bring two pairs of tefillin, you're going to be every Baal Taisif. Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. As a result, you could wear two pairs of tefillin. Are you carrying? Because two pairs of tefillin is not derech malbush. No, makim yesh beroyesh, lo niach, shtei tefillin. But the point is, you're not carrying. The Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. There's no problem about Taisif like we saw earlier. So for that reason, you'd be able to wear two pairs of tefillin. The Gemara says, you explain Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that he holds Shabbos is man tefillin. Is there anyone that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? And we had a whole shakl of attire, almost a whole daf Gemara, and the Gemara came out l'maskana, yeah. We actually have two Tanoim that hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. Who are the two Tanoim? Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, and by the way, Rabbi Meir. So it's Rabbi Meir l'shitasa, it's geshmak. That Rabbi Meir is the one that holds the through the Gemara's cheshbin, that Shabbos is mantfilin, Shabbos is mantfilin. That's why the halach is machnisam zug zug, because if it's going to be two zugois, it's going to be Baal Taisif, and that's also why Rabbi Meir holds that a woman's also allowed to echad or ish ve'echad or isha, because if Shabbos is man tefillin and Laila's man tefillin, so it's a mitzvah saseh she'in as man geroma. If it's a mitzvah saseh she'in as man geroma, so therefore, noshim are chayiv in tefillin, so if a woman finds tefillin on the side of the road, she'd be able to bring the tefillin inside. That is the Gemara. Exhale. So the truth is, today's daf is hafachba vafachba de kulaba. I mean, really, there's so much going on. There's very few dafin and shas that have so much raid packed
into it. But just to talk about something that we've spoken about in the past, but the Inbeis Medrash Beloy Kama Chidushim. So this is a raid bite or two that brings together, you know, a lot of topics that we've discussed together as a Chabura over the years. The Gemara said that Michal Bas Kushi Hoysa Manachas Tvilin Veloy Michu Boy Chachom. And the Gemara at first glance suggested that this Braisa would seem to be of the opinion that Tfilin is not a mitzvah aseh shas mangarom. Because if Tfilin is a mitzvah aseh shas mangarom, so how you talking that Micha Bas Kushi wore Tfilin, but the Gemara said it's not Muchach. Because maybe really Tfilin is a mitzvah aseh shas mangarom. The Afal Pikin, loy Micha Bai Chachom, because just because it's a mitzvah aseh shas mangarom doesn't necessarily mean that if a woman wants to do it, she's not allowed to do it. A woman can sit in a sukkah if she wants. A woman can go to shul to hear tkiyah shofar. It's encouraged. So if that's the case, a woman's allowed to put on tefillin. Do you want to know why Michal Bas Kushi hoysa manachas tefillin v'loy Michal Bas Chachamim? It's not necessarily because it's a mitzvah esei she'en as mangarom. To the contrary, really it's a mitzvah esei she'as mangarom. So what's the halacha as it relates to a woman wanting to wear tefillin? So the truth is, it's totally really in our sugya. Number one, is tefillin a mitzvah aseh shas mangarom or is it lav mangarom? Do we paskin laila's man tefillin or laila lav's man tefillin? Do we paskin Shabbos' man tefillin, Shabbos' lav's man tefillin? The intim tzoloimar, it's a mitzvah aseh she'en as mangarom, but does that mean a woman can't wear tefillin? Or maybe a woman can wear tefillin? So of course, the first place you would run is Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav. But what's the bottom line? Let's skip from the Gemara all the way to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin, Simen Lam and Chesiv Kotten Gimel. Noshim v'avodim, Pturim mitfillin. Noshim and avodim apotavim wearing tefillin. B'pneishin hu mitzvah sa'aseisha has mangerom. The potter doesn't say they can't. Mechaber says the potter. Says the Ramav, im anoshim roitzen l'hachmer alatzmon. What would be if a woman wants to be machmer? She wants to wear tefillin anyways. Moichin b'yodnan. You're supposed to be Moichah. I think it's Pashit, by the way. What's the Makar to Moichim B'yadon? It's the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Michal Bas Kushi Hoysa Manachas Tfilin V'loy Michu B'Chachamim. It sounds like that really sure as Hadin would have been to be Moichah. It's just Michal Bas Kushi, for whatever reason, she was an exception to the rule V'loy Michu B'Chachamim. But otherwise, really, what should you do? Really, what you're supposed to do is be Moicha. But that's what the Ramah says. So the Ramah says that even though tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma, and really, in every other area in halacha, if a woman wants to do a mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma, she could do it. V'tovay olea bracha. She'll get schar like an ena mitzvah v'vaisa. Why shouldn't she be able to do the mitzvah? However, tefillin's different. Im hanoshim roitzen lahachmer al atzman, sehir halacha is moichim b'yad. So what's the reason? Why is it so hard? Why can't a woman wear tefillin? Says the Mishnah Brura, very simple. Mibnei she tzrichen guf nafki. V'noshim ein tzrichos lehizahar. Because tefillin is tzrichos guf nafki ka'alisha bal knafayim. And the thought was that noshim ein tzrichos lehizahar. What's the makar to the Mishnah Brura? It's the taisis that we spoke at during the daf. But either way, says the Mishnah Brura, the makar to the Mishnah Brura is the Magen Avram, that the reason if women want to be machmer al atzman, to put on tefillin, moichim b'yadon, it's simply because even though ordinarily a woman's allowed to be mekayim mitzvah eseh shas mangaroma, but this is a little bit different, and the reason is because tefillin is tzrichin guf, it's a technicality, that's the point. It's a technical issue. Why it is that if a woman wanted to wear tefillin, she would not be able to wear tefillin. If that's the case, how come michal bas kushi loy michal bas chachamim? So you have to know. But the point is, it was an exception to the rule. That's why the Gemara makes such a big deal about it. Clearly, it was an exception to the rule. It was an aberration. Either way, Micha Bas Kushi, loy Micha Bas Chachamim, but Noshim Ba'alma, if they wanted to be Machmer, near the halacha would be Moichim B'yotan. The truth is that this Mechaber, and really our sugyo, is a little bit shver, based on Targum Yoinesis. We've spoken this out many times in the daf. The Pasuk says, everyone knows the Pasuk, Lo yiyah kli gever al isha, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to wear women's clothing, and a woman is not supposed to wear men's clothing. V'lo yiyah kli gever al isha. A woman should not wear kli gever. So what is kli gever? Says the Targum Yoinesis, Lo yehevon gulian de tzitzis utfilin, dehinon tikune gvar al ita. A woman is not allowed to wear tzitzis, and a woman is not allowed to wear tefillin. And the truth is, the Achroinim ask that it seems to be a mefurish atargum yoinesin ben azil, that there's a loisa say if a woman puts on tzitzis, there's a loisa say if a woman wears tefillin. Lo yia kli gever alisha is a loisa say. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. And if that's the case, makshim ha'achroinim, so
How could the Mechaber say, Nashim Avadim Ptur Mitfilim Neshu Mitzaseches Mangaramah? And the Ramah just adds a knitch that we're Meichin, why? Because Tfilin Tzrichin Guf Naki Kalisha Val Knafai. It's a Lois HaSei. Lo Yir Kli Gever Alish. How are we having this conversation? At the end of the day, it's a Lois HaSei. If it's a Lois HaSei, it's a Lois HaSei. So the truth is, there are many truths into this Kasha, but I think the most obvious teretz to the Kasha is the Chidah in the Shailos HaTshuvos Chaim Shaul. So he was discussing a different Chiddush of the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says, also in the same parish, in Parashas Kiseitze, a very big Chiddush that nobody ever said. And that is that if somebody gets divorced, the get has to be given in front of Edom, Edi Mesira Karti, but it also has to be given in front of Besen. It comes from a Targum Yonason. And there was a major discussion that Achreinim, do we hold like this Targum Yonason or not? And the Chidah said, what do you mean? How is it, what do you mean, do we hold it a Targum Yonason? Yonason ben Uzil. Yonason ben Uzil was Godol Shebekulon, Kaleifa Pireach, Amuka. Like, what do you mean, do we hold like Yonason? Of course we hold like the Targum Yonason. How can we not hold like the Targum Yonason? So said the Chaim Shaul, the Chidah, and he says it in a bunch of his forum, and the Marsha says it in the that he thinks people made a very terrible mistake. You know, people think that Targum Yonason, Ala Torah, was written by Yonason ben Uzil. He says it wasn't written by Yonason ben Uzil. And he says the reason people made the mistake is because the way it was written in the old manuscripts was Tuf Yud. And people thought Tuf Yud meant Targum Yonason. It really meant Targum Yerushalmi. It was a Targum Yerushalmi, a Choshev Targum. No one's saying that. But at the same time, it doesn't trace itself back to the Tano Eliki, Yonason ben Uzil. And if that's the case, so we're not Meshubid necessarily to go like the this Targum Yerushalmi. Now said the Chidah, so what does that mean? That means the Targum Yerushalmi says something, you just dismiss it. He says, no, but I'll give you a good roll of thumb. If the Targum Yerushalmi, also known as Targum Yonason, says something that's not contradicted by a Gemara or Yerushalmi, then go with it. Why not? But if it is contradicted by a Talmud Bavli, of course we're going to go like the Talmud Bavli. So Luchura, if that's the case, now again, this Chidah wasn't talking about our sugya. The Chidah was talking about getting divorced, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. But it's Pashit. This Targum Yonason is connected our sugya. Because in our sugya, the Gemara says, Ishta, that in our sugya, we have a whole discussion. Is it a mitzvah? Who cares if it's a mitzvah? It's nothing to do with women. Yeah, you want to know if Shabbos is man tefillin because you want to know you're a man if you're supposed to put on tefillin. It's a good shayla. But als froyen lo yeh kli gever alisha. So it's clear in the whole sugya. If there's one thing Erev and Tzadik Vav will tell you, it's there's a tzad that women are chayim in tefillin. How could it be a tzad? It's a lois hasei. The teretz is the Talmud Bavli and Erev and Tzadik Vav doesn't hold like the Targum Yonason. If the Talmud Bavli doesn't hold like the Targum Yonason, we don't hold like the Targum Yonason. How do I know that? The Chidah and his tshuva, Shaul to tshuva, Chaim Shaul. It's Simin Lamites. I think it's Pashut. It's Katan Yud if you want to look it up. But the bottom line is that I think that's Pashut. Either way, so what comes out is even though there is a Targum Yonason that says that if a woman wears tefillin, lo yeh kli gever al isha, lo yeh heaven gulion the titzus with tefillin dina tikkuna gever al ita, but that shalei aliba the hilchesa. Why? Because in the Talmud Bavli is mavur. There's no such thing. And if it's a machloek between the Talmud Bavli and the Targum, even though Targum Yonason is Yonason ben Uzil, but it's not Yonason ben Uzil, maybe. But regardless, that's the way that's going to be. So again, the halacha and shulchan aruch is women are part of putting on tefillin. The machaber ends right there. And Ramah added that if a woman wants to wear tefillin, we're going to be moicha. Stating that, the Gemara says there was a woman that we were moicha. Who was that? It was Michal Bas Kushi, who Rashi says was also known as Michal Bas Shaul. The truth is, there are a few other sources in Jewish history of women wearing tefillin. One interesting source is a Lashon of Tosfos. It's a Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's tucked away because it's in the middle of a very, very long Tosfos. If you want to look it up, it's the first wide line in that very, very long Tosfos. In Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Sar Mikutzi. The discussion over there is, if a woman does a mitzvah, say she has mangarama, can she make a bracha or can she not make a bracha? We know it's Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, different minhagim and klai Yisrael, but says Tosfos, addressing that point, umiu hasar mikutzi hoya oimer, the kibin sherotz l'chayiv atzmoi mevarich, the inzer bracha levatala, if a woman wants to make a bracha, it won't be a bracha levatala, midi dahava alulav ve'atfilin, just like lulav and tefillin, dahani nashi mevarches, you find that women make a bracha on lulav and tefillin, afal gav she'inon chayavos, even though they're not chayiv. So the Sar Mikutzi was trying to make a point, and he brought a raya from women who make a bracha on a mitzvah's esesh as mangarama, and his lashon was midi dahavi yalulav atfilin dahani nashi mevarchos af al gav she'en chayavos. So I saw there's some want to say that this Sar Mikutzi is a raya that in the times of the Sar Mikutzi, I have to ask Rabbi Weil, but I'm pretty sure it was one of the French Balei Tosfos who was seems to suggest that in his days there were women that were wearing tefillin. Now when they were in tefillin, they were putting on tefillin, right? I mean, they were putting on, they were making a bracha. So they were making a bracha. So it sounds a little bit like women wore tefillin. I mean, he's like describing a minhag. He's proving something from what goes on. He says, take a look at the world. He says, mita dehavia lulavad tefillin. Now the truth is, this would all be good if this was the proper gersa in Tosfos. The problem is that if you take a look in the Gois Habach, the Gois Habach takes out the word tefillin, and he switches it to tkios. Not mida dahavi alulav v'atfillin, but rather mida dahavi alulav v'atkios. Well, if it's tkios, then obviously that's that. But either way, it seems that there was a shaila what the right gears is. This Bach, although the Bach said that, and presumably this is why he said it, but there are other opinions as well. So there's a discussion in the Achrenim what the right gears in this Tosfos is. And there's a tremendous ramification, because it would seem if the right gears is the way we have it, not Va'atkiris, but rather Va'atfilin, then it would come out that the minig, at least in the times of the Sar Mikutzi, was that there were women that were putting on tefillin. I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Peloyes HaTorah, on Parshas Boy, so he talks about different women throughout the ages that wore tefillin. So obviously, it starts with Erevin Dav Tzadik Vav Amir Aleph, Micha Bas Kushi. He brings the Sar Mikutzi that says it's mashma a little bit. Listen to his line: Nesheit Sarfas Bezman Bali Tosfos. What he says: Noshim B'Meshach Hadayr Sheinichu Tefillin. So one of his subcategory is Nesheit Sarfas, the women in France in the times of the Bali Tosfos. Yeah, it's Mefurish, France. But the point is, this is Mefurish, that the women in France used to wear tefillin. But one of the sources that he brings is Bruria Eishes Rav Meir. He says that he heard his whole life, this is the Mechaber of the Sefer Oitzer Peloyes HaTorah, he always heard that Rav Meir's wife, that Bruria, used to wear tefillin. So he said, Kishayitzi Be'eretz HaKodesh Breish Chodesh Cheshvan Dehai Shasa Tavshin Ayin Dalet. This is the author writing. So in Tavshin Ayin Dalet, he said he was in Eretz Yisrael. Sha'alti Yas HaGoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita Heichan HaMekar LeMaimer HaOilam SheBruria Eishes Rav Meir HaNicha Tefillin. He said, what's the Mekar? He says, I've heard people say that Bruria wore tefillin. What's the source? But Anali, this is what Reb Chaim told me. Lo Nimtza Dover Kozeh B'Talmud Bavli Oy B'Talmud Yerushalmi. There's no source for it, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. Ve'adar Rabba Mashma She'bicham Reb Chaim Zeveni, I think the Gemara in Aaron's mash, but not that way. Because the Gemara says, Michal Bashal, doesn't sound like anybody else. So if it was only Michas Bashal, that means it wasn't Bruria. So on the bottom, he brings in his Haggais, he says, the truth is that it would be very geschmack to say that Bruria. It would be very geschmack to say that Bruria wore tefillin. Why? Because Bruria was Eishes Rav Meir. And Rav Meir was the Tana in the Mishnah and in the Braisa that holds that Laila and Shabbos are Zmani tefillin. That tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaloi yasman garama. So if tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaloi yasman garama, so that Rav Meir holds women are chayiv in tefillin l'chayra. So if women are chayiv in tefillin, so Bruria held like her husband. So Bruria held like Rav Meir. So it's very geschmack. Bruria, Eishes Rav Meir. She was an Eishes Chavra. I mean, she was a Talmud Chacham in her own right. So Bruria Eishes Rav Meir would have gone like Rav Meir. But I'll tell you one interesting thing. He brings over here from the Sefer HaKrisus. So back in the day, it feels like a long time ago, Erevin Daf Mem Vav and Mem Zayin and Mem Ches and Mem Tes, when we were talking about some of the Klali Apsak. So we referred to the Sefer HaKrisus, which was written by another one of the Bali Toises, Rav Shimshon Mekinon. So he writes like this. When he talks about Bruria, he says, Bas Rav Chanina Ben Tragin. Bruria was the daughter of Rav Chanina Ben Tragin. Chaylekes Imavia. She used to argue with her father, the halacha kidvareha, and the halacha was like her. So I was thinking, what would be if she argued with Rav Meir, right? If Bruria would argue with Rav Meir, so who would be paskin like? I don't know. We never paskin like Rav Meir, right? So probably the halacha wouldn't be like Rav Meir. But either way, that's a digression. I mean, the halacha is always like your wife, anyways. But regardless, if Bruria would argue with Rav Meir, Mustama the halacha would be like Bruria. But again, that's another example of someone in history that maybe used to wear a tefillin. The other one that he brings, and I saw that Rav David Yoel Weiss in the Gadam Chadashim brings this as well, Ishtoi Shal Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh's wife used to also wear tefillin. So either way, again, Mi'ikar Adin, it's okay, even though there's a Targum Yoinesin, but doesn't sound like we're going to go like the Targum Yoinesin because it's connected today's daf. As it relates to different women in history that wore tefillin, the Gemara says the daughter of Shaul, we have the Nesheit Sarfas, depending on the Girsa in Tosfos and Brachas Yudal and Manalef, when he quotes the Sar Mikutzi, we have Bruria, the wife of Rav Meir, the Welt says so. Even though Reb Chaim Kanievsky, however, said he never found it anywhere, but you know, in the Gemara, if anything, it's mashma not that way. And then you have the wife of the Arachayim HaKadosh. But there's one ha'ara, there's one major, major ha'ara that Reb Meir Simcha Medvinsk, HaKoyin HaGadol, in his Or Sameach, in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Talmud Torah asks, and that is, Reb Meir Simcha says, when you learn Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav, it comes out that there's a mandama that holds that
Shabbos and Laila and Yontif and Cholamoid are all Zmanei Tefillin. So much so that Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaloi asman garama. Who holds that way? Remeya holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. That Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaloi asman garama. So Frek Remeya Simcha, it comes out according to these Tanon for sure. Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh she'en asman garama, meaning noshim shbi chayv in tefillin. So he says, hayitochen, how is it possible that we don't have any evidence in history other than a few disparate examples of women wearing tefillin? In Rameya's whole kehillah, forget about Bruya, it's just Rameya. The whole kehillah should have worn tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda's kehillah should have worn tefillin. There probably were other tanaim that held the same way. So if that's the case, if tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaloi asman garama, how come you don't find anywhere in history that there were women that put on tefillin? He says, v'inyin bekuloi pliya. That's the lashon of Rameya's son. It's a pliya to me. He says, I don't understand. We're walking away from a sugya. There were mamish tanaim gedolim. Victoshim that all held that tefillin is a mitzvah seh shalei asman garama. So if tefillin is a mitzvah seh shalei asman garama, how come besides for a few random examples that maybe or maybe not, we don't find any documented history of women wearing tefillin? This is Rameya Simcha's kasha, and this is what he says, v'inyim bekulei pliya. So Rameya Simcha says, a dover noira, the safe shot. And his hakdama is a mechot. It's a long piece, if you want to see it. It's not easy. But the piece that we're quoting is at the very, very end, the last three paragraphs. But says Rameya Simcha, there's a mechilta. The mechilta says as follows, ulezikarim b'nei necha. Tefillin is supposed to be lois layotcha, ulezikarim b'nei necha, leman. What's the purpose of wearing tefillin? Tia teres Hashem b'ficha. The idea is that teres Hashem should be b'ficha. Mikan omru, haminiach tefillin, ki'ilu kore b'teira. V'chol ha-kore b'teira, patimena tefillin. Unbelievable. The Torah gives a reason you put on tefillin. Leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha. Mikan amru, he says, hameniach tefillin kilu kor b'Torah. V'chalak kor b'Torah patim tefillin. It sounds like from the Mechilta that the purpose of wearing tefillin is leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha. So much so that if you wear tefillin, it's as if you already learned Torah because it's going to bring to it leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha. And even a bigger chiddush, chalak kor b'Torah patim tefillin. Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph quotes this Mechilta. The Gemara says karkafta. Is someone this deloy manach tefillin? And the Gemara says that it's very, very bad someone that doesn't put on tefillin. The einish could be very, very serious. And Tosfa says that I'm Rabbeinu Tam, that even though karkafta deloy manach tefillin, but that's only if somebody doesn't learn Torah. But chalakor b'Torah patim enat tefillin. The truth is the Shulchan Aruch brings this as well. The Mechaber in Simen Lamed Ches Siv Katan Yud says akor b'Torah. Patim me'anochas tefillin kol ayoy. But notice the Mechaber says a little differently. The Mechaber doesn't say if somebody learns Torah, he never has to wear tefillin. The Mechaber says, "Akoyre b'Torah poter me'anochas tefillin kol hayom." You don't have to wear tefillin the whole day. But the pashtus in the Mechilta is not that way. The pashtus in the Mechilta is mikan amru haminiach tefillin ki l'koyre b'Torah v'chol akoyre b'Torah poter me'anochas tefillin. And Tosfos quoted in the sugya of karkafta as if to say that karkafta is someone that never wears tefillin. But if you koyre b'Torah, you don't ever have to wear tefillin. Not like the Mechaber that says poter me'anochas tefillin kol hayom. You don't have to wear tefillin the whole day. But of course, you have to put on tefillin. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the bottom line is a Mechilta. The Mechilta seems to equate Tefillin and Torah, and it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Will use the karmin einecho leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha." So Rameya Simcha says that always bothered him. He doesn't understand. He says, "We don't wear tefillin at night, and we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yontif." It's a pell if you think about it. The idea of tefillin is leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha to get you to learn Torah. His lashon is, you see the tefillin, you're going to remind yourself you have to learn Torah. That's what tefillin is supposed to. It's supposed to remind you to shteig. That's what's the idea. When does a person learn? During the day. During the day, very often, for many people, it's not easy to learn. Rather, like ivri laila elo legirsa, erev and daf samach hamad aleph, like nitnu shabbosois elo lasik behem bedivrei Torah. So, Frek Rameya Simcha, if the whole purpose of tefillin is to get you to learn Torah, how is it possible that when do you wear tefillin? Davka during the times that it's going to be very hard for you to learn. You're on your way to work. First you daven, you put on tefillin, and then you forget about your tefillin until, you know, several hours later. You need to remind yourself again that you're supposed to learn. You would think just the opposite. It's nighttime. This is the time you're supposed to learn. Put on your tefillin. Like this, you're going to know how to learn. It's Shabbos and Yontif. This is the time you're supposed to shteig. Put on your tefillin. It's like this. You're going to be able to shteig. Yet it's just the opposite. So says Rameya Simcha, I think it's pasha. You have no choice. I think it's pashut. You have to say that this mechilta that says that kol b'Torah patim enat tefillin is going according to the mandama that holds that Shabbos, Laila, and Yontif azman et tefillin. And fakir, you always have to wear tefillin. Or be yizicha have to wear tefillin at night.
because that's the time you're supposed to learn. Yizach have to wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yontif, because like Nidnu Shabbos says, v'yom toivim, el elastik p'toyra. So says Rav Meir Simcha, this mechilta is poshid ad l'moed, that to me, that it's going according to the man that holds the Shabbos l'ayim yontif v'yontif. He says, if that's the case, we just solved the riddle. If that's the case, we just solved the riddle. The kasha is, if you hold Shabbos l'ayla, and yontif are all zmani tefillin. So tefillin's a mitzvah say she'ein as man geromel. If tefillin's a mitzvah say she'loi as man geromel, so how come Nashi never wore tefillin? You know why? Because if you hold the Shabbos light of a yontif are zmani tefillin, so you also hold it a mechilta. You hold that kolakayra b'toyra patam tefillin. Why? Because what's the idea of wearing tefillin? It's l'man tiyeh toyra sashem b'ficha. If it's about toyra, Pasha, why Nashim Apater? Nashim Apater from Talmud Torah. So why would they be chayv in tefillin? If the whole idea of tefillin is lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, so if someone has a mitzvah to learn Torah, you need to set your alarm clock. You need a reminder to make sure that you're going to learn Torah. But if you're Apater from Torah, why would you be chayv in tefillin? Doesn't make any sense. So the Torah says the mechilta, which is going according to the Madam of Shabbos Leil Yon Zman Tefillin. If Shabbos Leil Yon Tefillin, so it comes out this is the way you dash lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. If this is the way you dash lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, so it's Pasha why Nashim are going to be Apater. See, even Nashim are going to be Apater. Because it's a mitzvah asay shas mangaram, because Shabbos Laila and Yontif are not zmani tefillin, or Nashim are going to be potter because the Shabbos and Yontif and Laila are zmani tefillin. But at the same time, the whole purpose of tefillin is lamantia teres Hashem beficha. Nashim are potter from Talmud Torah, said they're going to be potter. Just to deher the cheshbon a little bit better, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daflam Adala darshens this pasuk lamantia teres Hashem beficha. You know what the Gemara learns from this pasuk? The Gemara learns from this pasuk, Nashim apater from all mitzvahs asay shas mangaram. Laman tia teres Hashem beficha. Tefillin is equated to all mitzvahs, the ganze Torah. And Nashim apater from tefillin, because the mitzvah asay shas mangaram. So therefore, they're also pater from Laman tia teres Hashem. Therefore, they're also pater from all mitzvahs included in the teres Hashem that has mangaram. So Rav Meir Simcha says, if you hold that tefillin is not a mitzvah asay shas mangaram, you can't darshan laman tiyah teres Hashem beficha that way. How could this pasuk be the makar that nashim apater from mitzvah asay shas mangaram if it's really a mitzvah asay shalei as mangaram? So if that's the case, you have to darshan laman tiyah teres Hashem beficha differently than the Gemara did in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. That's the mechilta, right? It all fits. It's beautiful. It's like a puzzle. The bottom line is, if your whole tefillin is a mitzvah asay shas mangaram, you don't have the mechilta. You is coming to teach me not that tefillin and Torah is one and the same, but rather what's it coming to teach me? That Nashim apater from mitzvah asay has man geromo, and it works out very nicely that the truth is tefillin has nothing to do with learning Torah. And even though you learn your ikur Torah at night, you learn your ikur Torah on Shabbos v'yontif, what does tefillin have to do with Torah? It says lamantir teres Hashem beficha. No, that's coming to teach you that nashim apater from mitzvah seishes mangaroma. If, however, you hold that tefillin is not a mitzvah seishes mangaroma, so you can't darish lamantir teres Hashem beficha like the Gemara in Kedushin. How could this be the makar that nashim apater from mangaroma? It's not a mangaroma. Must be lamantir teres Hashem beficha. It's coming to give me a time of the krah. It's coming to explain to the mitzvah of tefillin what is the yisoid of the mitzvah of tefillin. The yisoid of the mitzvah of tefillin is that tefillin is all about Torah. It's all about Torah. Oh, so what's... It's very nice then that it's a mitzvah say she'ein as man geromo. That's why you are chayv in tefillin alayla. That's why you are chayv in tefillin on. But the point is, what comes out is, it's also a reason why Nashim are going to be potter. So why did Nashim never wear tefillin? So if tefillin is a mitzvah say she'ein as man geromo, they were potter. If they were potter, that's why they didn't wear tefillin. The Ramah says, could be there's even some technical issues. Or, alternatively, says Rameh Simcha, the women, the reason they didn't wear tefillin is because tefillin is all about l'man tiyah teres Hashem beficha. The concept of tefillin is, it's a limud ha-Torah de ge'inyin. And because it's a limud ha-Torah de ge'inyin, so it's because of the limud ha-Torah shabai that women did not wear tefillin. The bottom line is as it relates to women wearing tefillin, right? Could a woman wear tefillin? So, at first glance, you would say, why not? It's a mitzvah asay shas mangaroma. And if it's a mitzvah asay shas mangaroma, it's true, nashim are potter. But if nashim are potter, but at the same time, if she wants to wear tefillin like an eidim mitzvah voice, it should be okay. And if you have a little bikis, oh, erevin tzadik vavam and alech. I know Michal Baskushi wore tefillin, so what's the big deal? Why can't a woman put on tefillin? But the truth is, there's a lot of different factors over here. Number one, it's not so posh that tefillin is a mitzvah asay shas mangaroma. Could be it's a mitzvah asay shas einas mangaroma. Another idea that emerges could be there's an idea that a woman has to have a gufnaki, and because or it's maybe more difficult for her, and as a result, like the Ramah says, moichin, because of the gufnaki factor, there's a targum yonison that says it could be it's included in la yia kli gever al isha. You have Rameir Simcha's idea that it's all about Talmud Torah. Just to end with one chiddush, and that is I saw in the Urzarua. The Urzarua, when he talks about women wearing tefillin, so he throws in one other line. He says, we know that sar bi isha erva. And if Sarah Beisha Erva, maybe it's inappropriate for a woman to wear tefillin because the tefillin Shal Roish for sure is going to have to be on her hair. And if Sarah Beisha is Erva, so it could be that in and of itself would be a reason that a woman shouldn't wear tefillin. You're putting tefillin on a makam Erva. If Sarah Beisha Erva, so maybe that would be an issue. Either way, that's a whole nother discussion. And maybe we'll save that for another day.